It's the Big Show. Oh, it's the Big Bad Show tonight.
Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. See what they've got coming up on their schedule. Go to GranadaTheater.com. Six candidates this week. Let's run through the list, and we're going to vote on which we think is the biggest. All right, let's get started with candidate number one, which is Thursday night at the American Airlines Center. We're getting some of the holiday music acts rolling through town, and this guy is noted for not only his great classical work, but his holiday work, Andrea Bocelli.
It's not a girl?
This is a beautiful song.
Did he write it?
No.
You know he is without sight?
Oh, really?
Are you sighted? Okay, Jared, that's not...
It says he became blind at the age of 12 following a football, meaning soccer, accident.
Ready to go, George.
I wonder what happened.
Me?
Open your freaking eyes! No, Norm, that's not the problem.
It said that he had problems with his sight from birth and lost it completely following an accident during a soccer game. He was hit in the head during a match and suffered a brain hemorrhage.
Whoa, Melly. I'll see what you're doing there. This is the song that Will Ferrell sang? No, Step Brothers? Okay. There's a combo of Fergie and Jesus.
Some people say Will Ferrell's not funny.
Well, they're not very perceptive. They think that. And they're just dead out wrong.
All right, candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Thursday night at the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas, it's Jazz at the Lincoln Center with Wynton Marsalis.
He's some greatness.
Yes, yeah. He is.
We named a street after him.
Mm-hmm.
That's Marsalis.
That's what I'm talking about.
What? Well, someone's whispering something so low that we can't even hear him.
I have a hard time listening to jazz for more than 2 minutes.
It's been whispered into our ear by, I guess, God or Jesus or George. I can't tell. That he has a hard time listening to jazz for more than 2 minutes.
Why is that?
Well, if it's God, that seems weird that he's not even that powerful.
I don't know. I like some of it, but... Like, I enjoyed our time in New Orleans, hearing the brass band. That was, you know... But as far as just like, hey, I think I listened to some jazz for 30 minutes or so, and this guy's great.
This is shocking from a UNT alum.
I know.
Yeah, you just caused half of UNT to slump their shoulders.
Well, I used to get the most commercial of commercial jazz and play it when I used to have to spin wax. And, you know, we could find some common ground on David Sanborn or, you know, people like that, but...
See what I mean?
I find this quite pleasant.
Come on, you're with me, Gordo.
Okay.
This is the, this is the montage music I use for when I take a bath in LHO's tub.
All right, candidate number three.
Jump cuts.
Harvey Oswald.
Biggest show, Friday night.
Oh, chair.
At the American Airlines Center. It's a Christian doubleheader featuring Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith.
Something makes me very uncomfortable about that phrase.
Christian doubleheader?
No such thing.
God bless.
Hey guys, how are you? No? Okay, see ya.
No, see you later.
Wow. What a horrible reception.
It wasn't time for one of his scheduled visits.
Is that drum machine?
Where's this?
Double AC.
Wow.
This song has to beat Michael W. Smith, right?
Oh, yeah, it does. I think he's acknowledged that.
That production value just kills me.
Now, maybe it's presented differently now.
So 80s.
So I know, so 80s, and what was that, a Roland DX7 or something 50?
DX7, DX8, whatever it takes.
You know, my belief is that every Christian pop band, I know the heavy metal bands, they've got drummers, but I don't think any Christian pop band actually has a drummer. I think it's all a
really?
Drum track.
Huh.
Yes. Look into
like
that.
Anyone can even know that.
Big and small ways. All right, candidate number four. Biggest show coming to town Saturday night at the AT&T Performing Arts Center, the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
He made so much money on that water, he never has to work another day in his life.
It's Setzer water. This is Setzer.
Did you like the whole swing movement?
Yeah, that's not bad.
How many days of your life you never hear this song again?
Wow.
Whoa.
You know, the only time I think I liked the swing movement was for about the six-month period that when the film came out, not singles.
Swingers.
Swingers. And then it was kind of cool because that was such a great movie. And it was cool the first time Big Bad Voodoo Daddy rolled through town after that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I was over it.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like one of my favorite little resurgences.
Mm-hmm. I like
it was just
music.
Such a cool time. I liked the way people dressed. It just seemed happy. Things were going on. The dancing was happy.
I love some of that swing music from the 40s. That's good stuff.
Why don't you marry it?
How old do you think Brian Setzer is?
He's got to be 51, 52.
I was going to say high 50s.
Why don't you look him up on celebrityworth.net?
He's 55.
Dang. It's my guitar.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think his net worth is?
$12
million. 10.
$6.5 million.
Mm. I think even that's overshooting
money.
It. How much mailbox money do you think Brian Setzer gets?
Well, Stray Cats had three or four hits that still get played.
Yeah, but you never know about people's record deals.
Yeah.
They could have never even paid back the record company.
Yeah.
Boy, that's my dream one day. Is that Hugh Grant dream in what's that movie?
About a boy.
And what was it? He wrote a Christmas song or his dad did?
His dad wrote one Christmas song that became like the biggest Christmas song ever.
See, I wish I would like it more if I had written a Christmas song.
Of course.
I just want to write one Christmas song that just is played for forever. I'm working on one right now called Christmas Socks. It's about a kid who needs some socks for his dad who's passed away. And a guy in line back behind him buys him the socks. Right. I thought it was kind of an original idea.
No, not really.
Hmm. You don't think
they want to rework that?
By the way, About a Boy is a great film starring the wonderful Hugh Grant.
Hmm. He has an unusual fascination with Hugh Grant. I mean, I like him.
It's not called unusual anymore. It's okay. It's gay, and it's mainstream now. It's okay.
All right, candidate five, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night as well, at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Mythbusters.
They do a show?
A traveling show where they bust myths.
I used to watch this show all the time.
That redhead is...
My younger...
Put that on his bragging montage.
Yes, she is.
Oh, what's her name?
Carrie Byron?
Carrie, yeah.
I don't know what she looks like. I thought you were talking about the guy. There's a redheaded guy on that show.
No. Carrie the girl. Had it going on.
Carrie the girl.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what her last name is.
Huh.
Byron.
That show's great.
Carrie Myrick?
Byron. Like Lord Byron.
Okay. Take a look at her here. Redheaded.
That show
always
has been
on
for 13 seasons.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they always come up with good stuff.
All right, so, Jer, what do they do on tour? What will they do at Verizon?
They'll do some lectures on science, just kind of funny stuff, and they'll do some experiments that they can do. They won't blow up anything, probably, but it'll be something like that, you know. They've done some funny stuff on the TV show in the past, like some of the Breaking Bad myths, like seeing if you could actually break down a body in a bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And saw if you could do that, or throw down a little crystal or something and make the whole room explode.
Right. Did you have slop voice today?
Yeah.
Something's going on in there. What's happening?
Are you okay? Are you under the weather?
I'm not talking anymore.
Chair.
No, chair.
Just didn't know if we got new dentures or a new bridge or something.
That is Candidate 5. Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week. Sunday night at the American Airlines Center, Fleetwood Mac. This is greatness. Uh-oh, I'm not getting any agreement from anybody.
No, they were great.
They were great. But just some of these songs just bring me into a classic rock abyss that...
I need to wear some chainmail down below at least to protect me. Sometimes full plate armor.
Played so many times that it just... Yeah. But they were great, no doubt.
You know, and I understand that phenomenon, but I think that is so unfair to the artist.
I know.
You're penalizing them for having a song that was so great that it's been played.
That's right.
And
right.
So many that was so great.
Yeah.
Suck.
But even a great song, 20 years later, you should revisit it maybe twice a year, not every day. That's my rant on classic rock.
But the show will have more suck than a lactation war.
I think classic rock stations should be a little more widespread and not just the same 60 songs.
There she is singing.
Because you burn us out on great music.
What's the best
classic rock stations?
What's the best one?
Go Your Own Way is pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Is Landslide count or is that a solo?
I think that's Fleetwood Mac.
That's
but
great.
It should count as a solo, right?
Yeah, Stevie Nicks wrote it. And
she wrote it with Lindsey Buckingham or just...
I think she wrote just it. Wrote it, yeah. Wrote about her mom.
What's that song, Tusk?
Tusk is great with the USC band in it. Yeah.
How does that go?
Just tell me that you love me. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum.
It's not about the fabricated material that you used to make guitar saddles out of?
No.
A little luthier.
Remember USC was in the video, the band was?
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
They had the Bill Clinton anthem.
Who's your favorite luthier?
Vandross.
Yeah, same here.
USC band still play this? Remember, they used to, back when this was a hit, that was always great when the USC band played this at a game. Dun, 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 dun.
Hmm.
Gets going here in a sec.
Let's get going then. Oh, God. What is... I don't know if I've ever heard this.
Yes, you have.
Is this like Santeria music or
building?
Oh, somebody's testing a bass out here. Going flat wound. Where's the chorus?
It's coming. Just how long?
How many times you said that before?
Don't remember the song?
All right.
Yeah. Here's a USC band.
Lindsey Buckingham, great guitarist.
You bet.
Yeah. And they all slept with each other in this band.
Yeah, it was a weird deal. So Christy McVie was married to Mick Fleetwood. And then she had an affair with somebody, or...
And Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks slept together. But
right.
Mick Fleetwood and Stevie Nicks also slept together.
Did they really?
Yeah.
What about Christy and Nikki?
You got to see the behind
what
the
her
music
name is. Stevie Nicks.
Fleetwood Mac. It's good stuff.
What about the women? Did they ever get involved?
Probably. All right, we got to vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one? Thursday at the American Airlines Center, Andrea Bocelli.
Nope.
Candidate two, Thursday at the Meyerson, Wynton Marsalis. Candidate 3, Friday at the American Airlines Center, Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith.
Yes.
Candidate 4, Saturday at the AT&T Performing Arts Center, Brian Setzer. Candidate 5, Saturday at Verizon Mythbusters. Or Candidate 6, Sunday at the AAC Fleetwood Mac, George.
Fleetwood Mac.
Gordon.
The Mac.
Sean.
Fleetwood Mac.
Jer.
I shall cast my vote for Fleetwood Mac.
Fernando. Yes, it is unanimous.
He took voice lessons since we...
Sunday at the AAC Fleetwood Mac. By the way, if you miss them, I think they're back through town here in about 3 months in an odd quirk to their tour.